This is the patio for January 22nd, 2011. This is a hell of a day to be doing a damn episode, too. My firstborn, my daughter, Kimberly Nicole Winfield, is being buried today. She died on the 13th. She developed rheumatic fever at a young age due to crappy care at a Southside Chicago hospital. She had to have heart surgery when she was about 12 or 13. She didn't want to do it. It was kind of crazy during that period. I wound up having to be the one to authorize her having the surgery. She hated me for that. And at the time, I told her, "You go on ahead and hate me. You'll be alive to hate me. And that's all that matters." But on the 12th, her heart just gave out. She was on a wait list for a transplant. I didn't know that. I'm not at the funeral. I'm stuck out here in fucking LA. And instead of playing Ravel's Pavane over and over again, feeling sorry for myself, I'm just doing this to get it out. Last week was also the day my podcast novel passed 49,000 hits. Now, normally that would be something I'd just geek out over, because I've been looking forward to the podcast version at least hitting 50,000, because then I could start advertising that and pushing it, maybe get me an agent or something. But all this past week, I've just been numb. None of that shit mattered. I mean, the only reason I did a podcast this week was just to give me something to do when I was at home, instead of just sitting here in the dark, feeling numb, and feeling sorry for myself because I wasn't there. Anyway, that's all I wanted to get out. Just an acknowledgement. Because I got nobody I can talk to about it out here. I'm the only one out here. There's no relatives out here, no close relatives, nobody from my family, nobody from the poetry community. And no, I haven't put this on Facebook or any shit like that, because the people in the poetry community never met my daughter. They never met my kids. And the only reason for putting something on Facebook like this would be to get sympathy. Well, fuck, I don't need the damn sympathy. Shit. During the week, I even wondered whether or not I have a right to grieve. Anyway, that's it.